You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Even if things look very bad in your life at this hour, you can trust in the words of Jeremiah the prophet who said, "You are not completely wiped out."
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and all-merciful God, give to the depressed and the despairing a meaningful life, encouragement, and hope. By your Spirit, cleanse the hearts of all listeners today. Show us our sins and failures, and lead us to abandon excuses and to accept responsibility where we have done wrong. Point all guilt-filled eyes to the cross. Remind all guilt-burdened consciences of the crucifixion, and console the hearts of the sincerely repentant of your gracious salvation made possible through the sin-cleansing power of your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' powerful and intercessory name we pray, Amen. I think that I have lost my strength to live. These desperate words sound like a 20th century confession, spoken by a burdened soul admitting that the challenges and problems of this life have become so great they are no longer manageable. This tragic confession of utter hopelessness and total despair was not, however, originally made in our generation. It was first voiced by the weeping prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was reacting to the confused and deplorable conditions in which he found himself. Jeremiah's beloved home city had been ruthlessly captured and rapidly razed to the ground by a merciless foreign army. Jeremiah's closest friends and even dear family members had been ripped away from him and led into a brutal captivity of oppressive slavery in Babylon. Contemplating this era of tumultuous and bloody biblical history can move even the most indifferent heart and prick the most calloused conscience. But there is also a pitiful parallel in our society today. As fragile families are ruthlessly ripped apart by sinful divorce, and as other problems drag us down like heavy chains of bondage, there are many today, many feeling like Jeremiah when he said, "I think that I have lost my strength to live." A heartbroken and desperate listener recently wrote our counseling department and confessed, "Divorce was an absolute disaster in my life 15 years ago, and it continues to be a heartbreak and a disaster even now." Our daughter, lamented the heartbroken listener, ended up as an innocent victim. Only our son came through it, but he also was hurt. Like war bombs dropped indiscriminately on civilian populations, devil-inspired divorce, demon-devised family disharmony, loneliness and frustrations are suddenly and without warning striking families and individuals with an impact that is often devastating. Some domestic turmoils get so ugly that involved parties in a desperate attempt to flee the situation destroy themselves. If you have become entangled in this cesspool of sin and its consequences, then listen carefully. If there is anything that God wants you to realize at this hour, it is this. God knows every detail of your situation. He understands exactly how you feel. And in spite of your failures and mistakes, God still loves you with a perfect love. God cares for you in a special way. God desires to help you through your times of difficulty, trials, and worries. And God is at this very moment working out a plan to rescue you from the perilous quicksand of confusion and frustration and to plant your feet solidly on the rock of His salvation. Remember this. As you survey your difficult and uncertain dilemma, God does not want you to sit idly by, worrying and fretting. God is not pleased when you wallow in self-pity and constantly feel sorry for yourself. For by doing this, you are making yourself a convenient target for misery and demonic destruction. You are also giving the devil an open opportunity to attack and possibly even drag you into the very pits of everlasting hell. Jeremiah had also made this same terrible mistake. He had lamented many days. He felt sorry for himself. In the Bible, in the book of Lamentations, we read Jeremiah's words when he said, "I am the man who has suffered. I have forgotten how to be happy." Yes, the prophet, in a self-centered, melancholy way, mulled over his misery. But as he spoke, his spirit was touched by God's love and grace. Jeremiah recognized the blessed and life-giving name of the Lord. The Spirit of God pierced Jeremiah's calloused and self-centered heart. Then Jeremiah remembered that God is an endless and reliable source of hope. He recalled that God is a flowing fountain of super strength which never dries up. Let this biblical knowledge, valid in every generation, be your strength today in your struggle. Friends may desert you. Even church members may scorn you. They may make fun of you or even avoid seeing you. But God still loves you, and this will never, never change. As Jeremiah recalled God's changeless love and grace, he proclaimed, "But I recall one thing, and so I find hope. The Lord is kind. We are not completely wiped out," Jeremiah said, "because God's mercies have not come to an end." As you listen to this Bible-based radio message, you can also live each hour with the same assurance. Your financial fears may be frightening you. The disharmony in your home may be causing you sleepless nights, and your future may be totally uncertain. However, God's mercies for you have not come to an end. God's blessings of mercy are strength and hope and cleansing and forgiveness and the certainty of life everlasting in heaven. Always remember, God's promises are more than mere words of positive thinking. God does not provide His promises to those who feel that on their own they have enough power to help themselves. Jesus said, "Those who are healthy don't need a physician, only those who are sick." Yes, begin today. Set aside your pride. Confess privately to your gracious Heavenly Father that you have not been completely dependent on Him. Confess that you have been counting on your own strength and abilities, and therefore you have failed. The promise that God's mercies have not come to an end is especially important to the desperate and those who are now down and out. Perhaps you are now hospitalized or bedridden at home. You may have been told that you have only a few weeks or a few months to live. As a result, the promises that God's mercies have not come to an end may seem irrelevant or even basically ridiculous. And in your most desperate days, you realize that the unemployed can always get another job. Delinquent bills can always be paid. But for you, it is different. Medically speaking, for you there is no longer any hope. There is nothing to look forward to but the terrible blackness of death and the cold grave. In many hospital wards today, this is the prevailing but haunting feeling. But this does not have to be true for you in your situation. Jesus Christ has changed all this. He has made it possible for even the most desperately ill to have the joy of certain hope and to possess the absolute certainty of a blessed future in paradise. In the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are now in intensive care or suffering your last days in a cancer ward, this need not be the end. You are not completely wiped out. With an unshakable confidence, based on the historically reliable Easter resurrection of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, sing this hour with the hymn writer who said, I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, who once was dead. Yes, he lives, my ever-living head. In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul describes the role that Jesus played in God's plan for your salvation. In chapter 2, we read, and I quote, For Jesus, who had always been God by nature, did not cling to his prerogatives as God's equal, but stripped himself of all privilege by consenting to be a slave by nature and by being born as a mortal man. And the Bible continues by saying, And having become a man, Jesus humbled himself by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying, and the death he died was a death of a common criminal. It was this death that Isaiah was predicting when he said, Jesus was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Yes, the bloody crucifixion of Jesus Christ was a terrible thing. It was an incredible, indescribable experience to all who witnessed it. And just like you and I do when our problems have overcome us, the people who went to the grave on the first Easter morning had tears in their weary eyes. They thought that because of the crucifixion, everything now was ended. Even their last hopes were destroyed. They probably had not slept the night before. Their eyes were most likely bloodshot, and there were most certainly deep lines of anxiety in their faces. But in their anxious hours of deepest despair, the ears of the anguishing were soon to ring with a message which would change their faces of soberness and mourning to public expressions of joy, reflecting life and eternal hope. The mourners approached the cold tomb of the slain Savior. They were suddenly met by two men clothed in dazzling apparel. The angel said, Jesus is not here. He is risen. Remember, the angels told the mystified mourners, remember how Jesus spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, that he had to be crucified, and that on the third day he would rise again? Now, things began to make sense for these sad followers of the Savior. They began to see the entire picture. Everything began to make sense. And then the Bible points out, the hopeless and despairing mourners remembered the prophetic words of Jesus. By faith and through the enlightening power of the Holy Spirit, these first followers realized that everything foretold by the prophets had come true. Jesus was indeed the long-promised Messiah and the hope of the world. And because Jesus was now physically raised from the dead, these mourners also realized that they, along with all who believe in the Savior of every generation, can also rely with absolute assurance on the blessed eternal hope. Yes, if only more people today could hear and comprehend by the Spirit's power the miraculous message of the Redeemer's resurrection, it would be like the rays of a noonday sun piercing the depths of a dangerous and darkened mine shaft. For the resurrected Messiah offers more than the joy of an eternal hope. For when you and I live in Jesus and He in us, then we as modern disciples also possess the hourly confidence that there is no problem in life that cannot be overcome. Indeed, even Christians experience daily frustrations. This is because the devil is alive and active. but the Savior's disciples, saved and empowered by our gracious God, live with a concrete knowledge and with the unswerving certainty that in the end, they shall reign victoriously with their risen Lord. No, don't delay another agonizing hour, but instead, feed your anxious and troubled soul on Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Become an avid student of the Holy Scriptures. Attend a local church where the Word of God is preached. And learn of Jesus, the only, the one and only truly reliable hope in this life. Like a damaged ship being held up and repaired in a dry dock, so also let Jesus uphold you in your time of need. Let the Savior fill your spiritual veins with a life-giving transfusion of resurrected spiritual power. As the daily onslaughts of the devil continue against you and your family, and even in these times when you are unable to see a clear path ahead, trust completely in the words of Jeremiah. You are not completely wiped out. God's mercies for you have not come to an end. Lift up your head. Your redemption is drawing nigh. At this moment, the Lord Jesus Christ is at your side, waiting to help you and to give to you the strength for this life and to assure your heart of your glorious destiny in paradise forever. Amen.